Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. And I'll fill you in on some of the details in just a moment here. And of course, we get the usual,
we're not going to let the terrorists make us change our way of life. You will not get your desired results. We will not cower in fear. Instead, we will continue to offer our bodies up for Muslim sacrifice, because we are Union Jack spangled, diverse, and awesome. Thank you very much. I must return to 10 Downing Street now and tend to the children that I never had.
This from the Daily Mail. A bucket bomb has exploded on tube train at the height of rush hour today, sending a wall of fire through the carriage, injuring at least 20 people, including a 10-year-old boy, in the latest terror attack to hit a Briton. Terrified passengers ran for their lives and were seen covered in blood with scorched legs, faces, and hair after the incident at Parsons Green Station in West London at 8:20 a.m. Photographs from the district line treatment. I guess this actually happened. Christopher, how many hours at GMT Weir, minus five right now or minus six? So, and London is plus one, I think. So that would be this morning. So it happened this morning, Friday for them. Photographs from the District Line train show what experts believe is a pretty unsophisticated bomb in a flaming white. I told you, it's a pickle bucket. It's a 5-gallon paint bucket you go pick up at Home Depot.
Or whatever it is that they call it over there, you see.
By the by, it is a free phone Friday, and our telephone number, 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Witnesses, let's see. Here's a description of what the bucket bomb looks like. I'll read you the caption. Photographs in the district line train show what experts believe is a pretty unsophisticated bomb in a flaming white bucket inside a Lidl freezer bag with Christmas lights connected to a battery protruding out of the top. I don't know what a Lidl bag is, but maybe that's how he got it on, pretending that he was carrying frozen food. Witnesses said there was a loud bang, a flash, and then a ball of flame described as a giant match engulfed the area, but police believe it failed to properly detonate. Again, we'd be talking about loss of life. Instead, you're talking about injuries. But people in the UK these days aren't Christians any longer and don't see any difference between the God of Islam and the God of St. Augustine or Canterbury. And just go about your merry way. Just wait, middle Londoner, please. This is how we live. We must live in terror. Scotland Yard sources have said that it is being treated as a terrorist incident, duh, but cannot confirm claims there is another device and a suspect is on the run. But an officer at the scene told the Mail Online, we believe there is a second bomb. There is a man with knives on the loose. Prime Minister Theresa May is to chair a meeting of the government's Cobra Emergencies Committee this afternoon to discuss the terrorist attack, the fifth major British terror attack this year. You'd think maybe by now, after five incidents in 1 year, people might start getting a clue that their new found Muslim buddies and neighbors aren't their new found buddies. They may be neighbors, but they're not your buddies. And again, because it's impossible, or most people have lost the capacity to distinguish between the God of Islam and the God of St. Augustine of Canterbury or the God of St. Patrick. One's real, one is merciful, one is omnipotent, one is the creator, the other is a figmentation of imagination. At least 20 people are believed to have been injured by the blast, blah, 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 blah. And then there's all these photographs here. A well-dressed young woman was walked to safety by a med officer after having her head bandaged after suffering a burner wound to the cheek. He said there was a flash at the end of the carriage that came down the train. There was a really acrid burning smell that came out of the carriage. There was this girl who had no skin on her leg. Whatever she had been wearing was just gone. There was a 10-year-old boy who had burns to his ankle. And there was another girl whose back garment, that's backpack to us, was gone and her hair was gone. There were lots of injuries from people being trampled on and everywhere, and everyone who had been close to it had the same burns to their head. We heard the first scream and looked down and saw a flash and then the smoke and then people running. It was complete pandemonium, complete terror, said one survivor. They didn't open the gates, and the underground did not understand what was going on. In other words, they didn't know what in the wide, wide world of sports was going on down there. Let's see here. I was looking to see if Katie Hopkins has anything to say about this. As a matter of fact, she does. Katie Hopkins. I follow Katie on Twitter. This is her tweet. Has the world gone mad? Do you look around and wonder what the hell happened to this country? As a matter of fact, I believe I have the audio here. Miss
being banned and a BBC world gone mad. When you look around at the news headlines of girls' uniforms being banned and a BBC article on how to do your makeup after an acid attack, do you wonder what the hell happened to this country? Take Brexit. The average punter thought when they put a cross against leave, out would mean out. Leave won. But that turned out to be the wrong answer for this lot. And since then, every last bit of jiggery-pokery has been used to try and get the answer London really wanted. Gina Miller went to the courts and the BBC went slightly more left-wing than John McDonnell. And if the constant campaigning against leave weren't enough, Keir Starmer, with his commitment to keep Britain in the single market and in the customs union, came along. A word in your shell, Keir. I appreciate your favourite thing is your own reflection, but if I can drag you away from the mirror, let me explain just one thing. Out is the opposite of...
That's a little bit of a
free movement of people in Katie your private there. Space. When you're out, you don't. I'm a girl, vaguely. I know about this consent lark. And whatever you think we voted for, Keir, we didn't say yes to more people where we weren't expecting them. We said no to the penis. Backing the single market is anti-Brexit and anti-democratic. And an anti-democratic politician, Keir, is not a good thing. The left want to silence voices from the right. They run to the Twitter police or the actual police. Shut it down. Demonetize it. Censor it. Guess what? Leave won. Trump won. The powerful think these were the wrong answers, but they do not get to play teacher. They do not get to decide whether we were right or wrong. My truths are Brexit and Trump. Our truth is democracy. When the world feels mad, your job is to remember what you believe and stand strong.
She's fired up, isn't she? Now, she's only talking briefly about, has the world gone mad? Do you really? And there's the story she's talking about, BBC trending. How do you do your makeup after an acid attack? Talk about first world problems here, folks. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from radio size speakers on a free phone Friday. Who's going to be the first victim to volunteer to call the program today and be part of Free Phone Friday? Back to the story. Blah, 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 blah. Horrified witnesses on social media claim there was a stampede as people were screaming and running off the trains. I'm talking, of course, about the bombing on a London tube train at 8 a.m. this morning. That's 8 a.m. London time, where there were 20 injuries, no fatalities. And asking the question, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Which is why I went to Katie Hopkins. You know, I should try and see. Tim Stanley offered to come on this show. He couldn't do it in August because he was on holiday. But he did say he would do it in September. I should see if I could get Tim on the Skype Maker hotline. Fulham fitness instructor Nii Shukumbi, 24, was in the next carriage the moment the bomb went off. Said, quote, "I've never seen anything like it. It was something like out of a film. I thought it was an acid attack. It happened like bang. Within 10 seconds, I just wanted to run." And then there's more on, here's a subheadline. Fairy lights have been used as detonators by extremist bombers before. Pictures of the apparent homemade bomb seen after the explosion, Lewis, eh? Show a Lidl cool bag with a large paint tub inside and a string of Christmas tree lights hanging over the top. If the device turns out to be a terrorist bomb, it would not be the first time extremists have used so-called fairy lights to build a device. In May of this year, the radicalized former doorman Zahid Hussein, another fine member of British society, you think, was found to have built an explosive device in his bedroom with fairy lights, shrapnel, and a pressure cooker. He is said to have researched bomb-making techniques online, with police finding a wealth of notes and instructions at his home in Birmingham when he was arrested in 2015. Chief Superintendent Matt Ward of West Midlands Police said of Hussein's bomb at the time, forensic examination of the pressure cooker found it contained mixed urine, nails, drills, bits, nuts, bolts, steel sockets, and diesel fuel. And there's more on the attack. Until we have a perpetrator, or until the news is updated, I'll pass on the rest of the news for now. But I do note that the jihadis get really creative with making these bombs. I don't want to gross anyone out, but I know this because I know someone that was struck by an IED, and he told me this. That one of the things Christopher, get that tap song out again, because again, 2 days in a row, the Twitter feed needs a ceremony. It is officially take it off life support, kill it, it's dead, at the King Dude. Maybe we'll go live on Twitter today instead of Facebook. But anyways, back to the story. Matt told me that many of the IED bombs are built, and again, I'm trying to gross anyone out here, are built with, how shall we say, toilet refuse in them. Why? Why would someone do such a thing? Well, you would do that because if someone is struck by the, if someone is struck by a piece of shrapnel and it doesn't kill them, well, the stuff in the toilet has E. coli in it. And if you have an open wound and E. coli is introduced into it, you get one whale of a horrid infection. It could be life-threatening. Some people die from it. So I'd imagine that some people may vulgarly say that a blank bomb went off. Well, the jihadis actually make blank bombs. Put that. So next time you're thinking like, oh, better church, please. They're our friends. They're just some misguided. No, they're all misguided. They're all heretics. Of course, we're not allowed to say that in 2017 any longer, are we?